Whoa, it's been a while. It has been a while. Hello, friends. Hello, countrymen. Who knows if anybody's even going to listen to this? I think I'm just recording this for myself. This is just my therapy. Oh, man. What a day. What a weekend. What a week. It's Tuesday, February 3rd, 2021. Every time I say 2020 anything, I feel like I'm basically saying 2050 with fucking flying cars. Just feels so crazy to be saying that. Makes me feel old as shit. Anywho, it's been a while. I haven't recorded in a long time. Don't really have much of a, I have a bit of a central theme today. But yeah, I guess more than anything, I'm just recording this because I had a happy day, had a good day, had a good week and a good day. And it's been long. Those are few and far between, I think, for all of us. So I guess I just needed to get on this thing and be a little obnoxious. But yeah, today I just went to the doctor. And nothing crazy, nothing wrong, just to do a physical. I haven't gone to the doctor in like 10 years. I don't know why that was so game-changing. I think it was because it was somebody asking me, just shit nobody asked me. Right? Like, the common dude, how often does somebody genuinely ask you, so how are you doing? No, are you getting enough sleep? Like, the only maybe your mom. That's the only person that's ever going to ask a dude how he's doing. Like, and genuinely be interested. Right? Like, how you feeling? How's your sleep? How's your stomach feel? How's your tummy feel? Right? Like, all that shit, man. How's your stress level? Are you eating good? Like, holy fuck. It was just kind of nice for somebody to be asking me about me. And this guy was really... He was like, in his 50s, sharp, knew his stuff, his PAs. They were all super sweet. They were all super helpful. They all were on top of shit. It was a good experience. I can't name drop anybody. Not like anybody's listening, but, you know. He was phenomenal. He was great. But yeah, he was just like boosting me, man. He was like, hey, oh, that's not good. How are you doing with exercise? I'm not really doing too much, doc. I'm fucking chained to my desk for 10 to 12 hours a day. I logged out last night at 1:30 in the morning. The night before that, I logged out at like 2 in the morning. And then I'm back to work at 9. So how's the sleep? Not very good, doc. How's the stress? Pretty fucking high, doc. You know, like... But it just like, okay, well, it looks like you're making good assessments. Do you run on the bike? I know it's snowing. He's like, yes, I have a bike. Well, you're one step ahead of everyone, aren't you? You know what? That makes it really easy to do much. Like, but he said it like he sounded genuine about it. Like he was happy to see me. If he was full of it, then he was the best full of it. Thank you for doing it. I don't want to know. That's like when a girl's faking it. I don't want to know. Fuck it. Cool. Just, I'll take it. What do they say? Half guys, most guys pay for escorts and don't even bone them. They just want somebody to fucking talk to. You can fake it that you think I'm interesting all you want. You just need that sometimes, right? Like, but that's what was nice about today. It's just getting the fuck out of the house and having somebody kind of boost you up a little bit. Even if it's just, you know, even if they got to check your nuts. If the doctor has... Keep in mind, I haven't been to the doctor in like 10 years. I mean, I go give blood regularly. You know, they check your blood to make sure you're suitable. I give blood very regularly. But I haven't gone to a doctor like to get a physical in at least a decade. Like, why? I don't know. I'm a dumb guy. We just don't care. Now I'm on the, you know, I'm in my 30s, but I'm very close to 40. And you got to start checking shit out. You know, I mean, it's just all your aches and pains and all your living the fast life in your 30s, man, and your 20s will catch up to you right about 40, because I'm feeling it, you know, it's like everything's like a little creakier, a little like, so it's like, you know, you gotta start making decisions, start running again hard, like doing, actually working out, not just being a fucker about it and just being, you know, working out well. It's not all about getting big. But yeah, and then I think this weekend was sweet for me too, because this weekend was, fuck man, I haven't gone out of the house You know, like, I, during the pandemic, I made it out a few times, you know. Went out with a few broads, and just went out with friends to kind of see the spectacle of, you know, in the initial part of the pandemic, when you go out and you're, and they're not, I don't know if anybody remembers, I mean, restaurants around here, they were selling to-go beers, to-go cocktails. People were getting fucking sauced in the parking lot. Like in April, May, June, people were getting sauced in the parking lot. I mean, I have a, my roommate is a bartender. She bartends two nights a week. And we'd go to see her and people, she would just look, she would just point to the parking lot. You just look at the parking lot, just people just tailgating and the cops driving by, not saying anything. The cops are just turning a, you know, blind eye to it because, I mean, thank God, everybody's stressed the fuck out. That was the first couple months of the pandemic. We were all like, what is going on? Everybody's just waiting for, cue the aliens, over. But yeah, so I mean, we went out a little bit during the pandemic just to check it all out. But what's it called? I haven't really made it out. And so this last weekend, sorry, I started trailing off there. This last weekend, today's Tuesday, went out with a buddy of mine and really went out, went down to like downtown, a couple of ladies, my buddy. So it was like nice to get out and do the thing, you know, haven't done the thing in a while. Obviously, you know, everybody just went home, but it was nice. It was nice to get out. I haven't been drinking, and that was, I guess, kind of fun to have a few beers. I just decided after the pandemic that during the pandemic, I think I drank enough for three lives. I think we all did. I think we all, none of the although the bars and the restaurants were afraid they were going to shut down, none of the fucking, nobody that sold alcohol. That was a good time to sell alcohol, right? So I think I just decided to turn off the alcohol, and this weekend was just to play a little liver catch-up. And this weekend I went out, and it was nice, man. It's nice to get out. If anybody's hearing this, get out. Go do something. Like, if your girl is wondering when the hell you're going to decide to take her out, or your guy, you know, if you're a woman listening and you're, you know, take him out. Force him. He's probably make him happy. It'll make you happy. If you want to go out, go out with your girls. Leave his ass at home. Get out. Everybody go out. Call your buddy up. And, you know, bars close at 10. And that's what sucks. But, you know, go out. Do some day drinking with a buddy of yours on a Sunday. Do something. Or just don't do day drinking. Just be out. Just get your ass out of the house. Because it is therapeutic. It is very therapeutic. That's really, I think, the central feeling of this recording. in its depth. Just getting out of the house felt really good, and addressing life, you know, going to the doctor, that was good. Just being stuck indoor, watching fucking movies on Netflix, working from your home office, and then, you know, pausing to flip through a bunch of TikTok, Instagram shit, and then going right back into another fucking screen, is not good. I actually got, today I went to fucking Panda Express. I fucking love them. I don't care what anybody says. You come talk to me. I love their version of Chinese food. Obviously, I mean, do everything you want to do safely. Wear your fucking mask. Don't be a, you know, be decent about it. Be decent about life and wear a mask. Be decent to other people, right? But yeah, get out there and just enjoy a little bit of outdoor, away from the screens, plural, time. I don't think I have anything else. Like I said, I don't think anybody's gonna listen to this. I think I just wanted to jump back into this. I haven't done this in a long time, and I've been meaning to, and feel like it's good practice. As always, let's all be nice to each other, and I don't know, recycle, get out of the house, go do something safely, please, safely.